Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you had Dr. Vaughn yet? What is his last minute?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday, last night after surgery. Obviously sucks losing him, guy of his caliber, you know, what he came here to do and help this team out. You know, I don't know when he's coming back, but, you know, he's coming back. And just to have his presence in the locker room and you know, teaching guys still, I think that's going to be a big help for us. Obviously, we wish he's out there, you know, with us, and we're praying for him. We're keeping him in our hearts. But the only way is forward, and, you know, guys got to step up, and collectively we got to come together and, you know, try to, like I said, come together and diminish his absence as much as possible.
He's already released a video from his hospital bed saying, "Don't blink and don't worry about me. I'll be back."
Yeah.
What does that say about him?
Again, he's doing everything he can, you know, help this team win football games, and obviously that's going to be a different role for him now. Yeah, but you know, make no mistake about it, we're gonna miss him. He's definitely a difference maker on the field. But you know, we got some young guys that'll step up and try to fill his roles as best as possible. Yeah, that's again, we're all keeping him in our hearts and our thoughts right now, and you know, hopefully we can get him back soon and love up on him and you know, show him how much he means to us, and just to have his presence around, it's gonna be good for our locker room.
Every time it seems you guys turn a corner away from trouble, like whether it's this that crazy three-game stretch, somebody else getting, you know, somebody's hurt, you, your elbow, whatever, another thing happens, comes up like this, and I don't recall another season that's happened like this, and all these things have happened. How do you think this affects morale? And you guys are accustomed to adversity, but how much does it get you even more accustomed to having to overcoming something more?
Yeah, it's the NFL. It's hard to win in this league. There's going to be adversity every step of the way, and you know, luckily we've got the guys that we do in this locker room. You know, I thought our front office did a good job of bringing in the guys that we've brought in, you know, for situations like this, you know, to use leadership and to go out there and, like Vaughn says, don't blink and next man up and, you know, everything that Coach McDermott practices. And, you know, our main focus right now is, you know, to try to go 1-0 this next week against the Jets, who, you know, we've already lost to, and that's our mindset. Yeah, that's going to be our mindset going forward. Just want to know every week, and you know, it's the most important game because it's the next one. You know, I think he's very hip. He's a younger guy. Obviously, just being in the room with us, and he gets the lingo, he gets the jokes that we talk about. But he's very, very intelligent. And you know, when it comes to X's and O's, he's far and away, you know, the most advanced at his age, I think, if you check anywhere around the league, even going into college for that matter. He understands it. He gets it. The way he talks to the quarterbacks, you know, it's very friendly. It makes you wanna play for him. You know, he does such a good job, and you know, keeping the morale up. You know, always being the same guy, the same energy every time we step into that quarterback room, every meeting. You know, he's always the same, and you know, we really appreciate about him.
Interrupt there. You were kind of coy on Thursday when you were asked about what your role might be with Odell potentially visiting. We know that he did over the weekend. Can you shed any light on how that visit went and what your interactions with him were?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure where he's at in his decision-making process. You know, I think we're all still kind of waiting and just playing it by ear. But yeah, I got the chance to hang out with him and, you know, just kind of show him how we as Buffalo Bills kind of vibe together and hang out and, you know, rely on each other here. And, you know, hopefully he saw that and, you know, he appreciated that. All the X's and O's and him on the field, all that other stuff, like that's up to coaching staffs and, you know, where he wants to play and all that. But, you know, I enjoyed hanging out with him and, you know, hopefully we hear some good news here.
Speculative, but have you thought about what he could potentially mean to this offense and how he might fit with what you guys do?
Yeah, you know, it's always good to add another weapon. That being said, though, I trust our guys and what we got going on here. You know, I think we got guys that can play multiple positions, and we trust them implicitly. So, but again, it's never bad to have another weapon. Yeah, we've felt that way, you know. Obviously, when we were written off a few weeks ago, and again, our focus is good. Go 1-0 each week. That's all we can do. We can control what we can control, and everything that we want to do is still out in front of us. And that's been our mindset, you know. Next man up, and you know all the cliche sayings that you can say, but it really is. We're focused on the next game, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, I think you can say it's like situations and having the carryover that we've had from year to year with the guys that we have in our locker room, the leaders that we have in our locker room. We feel like we've been in situations like that before. And again, there's still a lot of work to do, a lot of things that we need to work on. And we still got to win some more football games. You know, these ones in December matter. The ones in January matter. And, you know, the one in February matter. So, you know, we got to continue to put our best foot forward, be the best versions of ourselves, and, you know, just try to go 1-0 each week.
You guys like getting ripped out, don't you?
Oh, I think anybody that, you know, gets their backs against the wall and is confident in themselves will say that it's a position we're okay being in. Obviously, we want to get out of that position. We want to win. That's all we want to do here in Buffalo is win football games. And the outside perception for us really doesn't mean that much, to be honest, and we're very internally driven, and we got guys that again care about each other, do things the right way, and want to win football games.
You mentioned a few times the importance of skipping third downs, and you guys are number one on third downs, but you did a good job of staying ahead of the sticks against New England. And just what do you think of in general the benefits of skipping third downs?
Well, I think again, you're putting yourself in better situations, you know, with those third and mediums, third and longs, that's when defenses can get real exotic and, you know, takes one mistake, you know, for you to make, and, you know, they've got the ball in plus territory now. So, you know, skipping third downs, keeping the opposing defense in simpler packages. And again, it lets you be two-dimensional. You can throw it, you can run it, you know, and again, that's what Coach McDermott preaches all the time. If we can be two-dimensional and force the opposing team to be one-dimensional, you're usually going to have success that way. That's just complementary football that, you know, we're trying to play here.
What did you learn from the last game with the Jets and the challenge that they present this week, second time in about a month?
Yeah, they're on a high effort group. They're playing really good defensive ball right now. They got some playmakers over there, and obviously the last game I didn't feel like I played very well. I made some boneheaded decisions, but learning from those and just trying to, like I said, just trying to make good decisions and end every drive in a kick, whether it be a punt, field goal, or PAT.
You were asked earlier about the sheer amount of adversity that this team has faced. Obviously, this Vaughn news is pretty new, but as a leader in that locker room, when you sort of take the temperature of the room, what is the reaction that you're feeling from your teammates?
Again, I mean, we're extremely you know, we're extremely sad for him. You know, we're a better team when he's playing. That's no doubt about that. But the mindset that we have is, again, next man up, and we trust the guys that, you know, being in the front office has brought in here, you know, for reasons like this. And to have some depth and, you know, if guys go down, we have guys that can step up and still be productive football players for us. But, again, it's going to be a collective effort, guys rallying around each other and, you know, just trying to play, you know, determined football.
Hey, Joshua, the hotel situation and, you know, having the next couple of days of decision, however long it is, do you blow up his phone? Do you text him? Do you call him? Like, how do you handle that sort of situation when you don't know?
Now, I'm sure Vaughn's doing that enough for me. yeah, I you know, I'm focused on just trying to go 1-0 this week, and you know, whatever decision comes, again, I guess we'll find out. Yeah, I mean, the easiest answer is, you know, we're sitting at 9-3 and everything that we want still in front of us. And again, we believe in the core group of guys that we got here and the guys that are, you know, on this team. And we believe in the coaching staff and feel like, you know, every time we step on the field, one, we can win that game, and two, coaches are going to put us in good situations so that we can go out there and play to the best of our abilities and, again, lean and rely on each other and just play complimentary football.
Kevin, if I may, can I – I had a stupid editor messaging me. I couldn't get something.
I gotcha.
So, do you think since the Jets game, you know, since maybe late October, given how this team has developed the running game and become a little bit more balanced and have been able to counter what some defense, better counter what some defense is doing to, do you think this team has, the offense has evolved to a degree where it's ahead or maybe it's further along than it was maybe in late October?
Yeah, I definitely say that. And again, we've been in different situations. We've seen different defenses on, in terms of how they want to play us. And again, establishing that run game is very beneficial, whether it's play action pass or just the thought of running, keeping defenses in check that way. But every game that you play in is going to be a different situation, and you have to adapt, and I think we're better equipped now to adapt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.